Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. Let's talk about an interesting topic of flushing toilets on Shabbos. Now, flushing toilets, not in general, but flushing toilets when there's one of those blue mechanisms, the blue soaps, that when you flush it, it causes the water to turn blue, and oftentimes you have them in hotels. Are you allowed to use these on Shabbos? Is this going to be a violation of Tevea? So there are many factors that a post can weigh in. It's a psik reisha, it's going to happen automatically, inevitably, and it's denichle because you want the soap to be there, you want it to become blue because you want to know that the soap was there. Others say, well, it's grumma, it's indirect, so maybe it should be permitted. I want to focus on one particular factor that they weigh in, and that's based on the Rambam and the Gemara, today's daf. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, when it comes to the halacha of tzeveya, if one colors any item, he's chayv, but tzeva she'ena miskayim klal, if it's a color that won't stay at all, the tzeva pater, one is pater, sharei atamavir l'shaita, you could remove it after some time, ve'eno tzeveya klum, you haven't infused any color in the item at all, because it's easily removable. V'chol she'ein malachto miskayamet b'shabbos, pater. Any malacha that doesn't last on Shabbos is pater. So the Magen Mishnah says, where does the Rambam get this halacha from? One of the two sources, says the Magen Mishnah, is today's daf, Shabbos Kuf Beis. The Mishnah says, Ze'aklal, kala osa malacha, umlachto miskayemes, b'Shabbos, one is a chayiv. But if it's eidah miskayemes, a person is a pater. So it's pater of al asr. Now the smag does say, a tzaveh, a person who colors something that's eidah miskayemes, is actually chayiv achatas. The Rambam says it's pater of al asr. It's only pater of al asr. So in this discussion, when a person flushes a toilet, it's a tovea shena miskayemes. It's a color that doesn't last because by the time the next person flushes it, or over time, the blue eventually is going to fade away. Therefore, it's shena miskayemes. And for this reason, the Tshuvas or the Tzion says it would be entirely permitted. He brings some other reasons why it's permitted, but at least this particular focus, from the very fact that it's shena miskayemes, and it's better than the Rambam, because the Rambam says Einam is Kayemes because you can remove it. But here, this Einam is Kayemes, it's going to be removed on its own, either by fading away or the next person using the toilet. And for that reason, he thinks it's permitted. Now, it should be noted that others, Rishon Zalman, Rav Osner, felt that one should be Machmir and avoid this if possible. But certainly, if one has no other choice, there is what to rely on.